Hi, Colleen.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you for your knowledge and your study and of the natural medications. It just helps us so many, so much, so many people just by listening to you every week.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because I heard like about a month ago that to help keep women breast free of cancer, to put a drop of iodine on, alternate a day.
Yes, it's a very specific iodine. It's the one called Lugol's, because there are two things out there, iodide and iodine, and they're very close cousins, but the iodine does this anti-cancer job, but the iodide does not in the same way. So you're quite right. If you get Lugol's iodine, and it happens to be full strength, which you can only get on prescription, because I'm not kidding you, ma'am, the DEA thinks that people are going to go make a whole bunch of narcotics with it. So online, yeah, I'm not kidding. Look it up. I did on the DEA website. Sure. You can get the full strength only on prescription through a pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
And that, you're right, it's one drop on this breast over here today and on that breast over there tomorrow, and back and forth and back and forth. And with that iodine accumulating in the breasts, as researchers from Germany, Mexico, and India all showed, if a breast cancer cell starts to form, that iodine combines with the fat that's normally found in breasts. In most cases, it just simply kills the breast cancer cell. I won't say 100%, but it's a large majority, according to these researchers. And so it can't ever come on. So there you are, ma'am.
Okay. So that makes sense, because I've just been using the regular iodine, and I'm just thinking that maybe that wasn't the right one. So I thought I'd ask you anyway.
Well, glad you did, and if you've got a doctor who does natural medicine, just ask for a prescription for Lugol's. You'll get the full-strength stuff, and then if it's only one drop every other day, that bottle's going to last a long time.
Yeah, I would. I also wanted to ask you on swelling and arthritis in the fingers, because you have been talking about taking niacinamide 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, where is this? Which finger joints is it, ma'am?
It's the middle one.
Okay, so it's not the joint out on the tip, it's the middle one.
Yeah, it's the middle joint of my middle finger on both hands, and it's just really sore. So it's getting worse, and because I wanted to mention to you that years ago I had a naturopathic doctor, and he wanted me to get off the Ritalin and go to a natural Ritalin, and he put me on DMAE and niacinamide 3 times a day.
Okay.
Not the DMAE 3 times a day, but twice a day. But so I'm wondering if the niacinamide needs to be up to 4 times a day, because I already take it 3 times a day. For I was writing backwards, and I couldn't, you know, that he thought that would be a good treatment for it, and it did. It works amazing.
All right. Now, how long have you been using it then? Years?
Yeah, like 10 years.
Okay. And is each time you take it 1,000 milligrams or 500 milligrams or what, ma'am?
1,000.
Okay. Well, you could try going to 4. Now, niacinamide, if it's too much, always gives a signal. And so if you get that signal, you know, oops, for me, this is too much. And that signal is a low-grade nausea, the kind of thing some people get when they go out on a boat, kind of like seasickness.
Okay.
And should that happen, you got to back off. In fact, you got to just stop until it goes away and then resume at a lower amount. But other than that, all the real experts on niacinamide, Abram Hoffer and Andrew Saul and all those folks, have not found any problems at higher doses unless that nausea is ignored.
All right. Now, I also wanted to say that you had mentioned to get your oils up, and I've been trying, and I can't seem to find the DHA in the fish oil that is comparable. So I thought I would put some borage oil tablets with it. Would that help? Would that even it out?
Borage oil is an omega-6, and I'm not saying at all it's bad for you. We do need omega-6s, no question, but we need more omega-3s than omega-6s. Now, please go back and read your bottles of fish oil, because all of them have both components. They have DHA and they have EPA. Even if it's in the fine print, they always do. And you just want to make sure that the fraction that's higher for ladies, because you're a lady, is the DHA, but the EPA has other purposes in the body, too.
But I can't find it, is what I'm saying. It's always the EPA that is highest.
Oh, well, if you really are having trouble, get online, look at the Tama Dispensary website, and chances are you'll find one or two there. And that doesn't mean you have to buy them there, but the product has the brand name on it and all that stuff, so at least you'll know it exists,
all right,
ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay. I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am.